Joshua chapter 4. And it came to pass, when all the people were clean passed over Jordan, that Yahweh spoke to Joshua, saying, Take you 12 men out of the people, one of every tribe of man, and command them, saying, Take you thence out of the midst of Jordan, out of the place where the priests' bare feet stood firm, 12 stones, and you shall carry them over with you, and leave them in the lodging place where you shall lodge this night. And then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had prepared of the children of Israel out of every tribe a man. And Joshua said to them, Cross over in front of the ark of Yahweh your Elohim into the midst of Jordan, and take you up every man of you a stone upon his shoulder according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, What does it mean by these stones? And you shall answer them, that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh when it passed over Jordan. The waters of Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be for a memorial to the children of Israel forever. And the children of Israel did as Joshua commanded, and took up 12 stones out of the midst of the Jordan, as Yahweh commanded to Joshua, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, and carried them over with them to the place where they lodged, and laid them down there. And Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priests which bore the Ark of the Covenant stood, and they are there to this day. For the priests which carried the Ark stood in the midst of Jordan, until everything was finished that Yahweh commanded Joshua to speak to the people, according to all that Moses commanded Joshua. And the people hasted and crossed over. And it came to pass, when all the people were clean crossed over, that the ark of Yahweh crossed over, and the priests in the presence of the people, and the children of Reuben, and the children of Gad, and half the tribe of Manasseh crossed over, armed in front of the children of Israel, as Moses spoke to them. About 40,000 prepared for war crossed over in front of Yahweh to battle to the plains of Jericho. And on that day Yahweh magnified Joshua in the sight of all Israel, and they feared him as they feared Moses all the days of his life. And Yahweh spoke to Joshua, saying, Command the priests that carry the ark of the testimony, that they come up out of Jordan. Joshua therefore commanded the priests, saying, Come up out of Jordan. And it came to pass, when the priests that carried the ark of the covenant of Yahweh were come up out of the midst of Jordan, the soles of the priests' feet were lifted up onto the dry land, that the waters of Jordan returned to their place and flowed over all his banks as before. And the people that came up out of Jordan on the 10th day of the first month and encamped in Gilgal in the east border of Jericho, and those 12 stones which they took out of Jordan did Joshua pitch in Gilgal. And he spoke to the children of Israel, saying, When your children shall ask their fathers in time to come, What do these stones mean? Then you shall let your children know, saying, Israel came over this Jordan River on dry land. For Yahweh your Elohim dried up the waters of Jordan from in front of you until you were crossed over, as Yahweh your Elohim did to the Red Sea, which he dried up from in front of us until we were gone over, that all the people of the earth might know the hand of Yahweh, that it is mighty, that you might fear Yahweh your Elohim forever. End of chapter 4.